Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many fantasy leagues are you in this year, Shane?
Currently or starting the season?
Starting this, okay. Are there great disparity in the numbers?
I'm afraid so. Yeah, it's playoff time.
Oh,
so
dear.
Not everybody's still going. I have one team left. One out of three. I was in three.
Okay.
So
and
I got.
You've got one team left because you're in the middle. Have you started the playoffs yet?
Yeah, this is the first week. Well, I take that back. Last week was the first week, but the team that I took to the playoffs got a bye. So
okay.
I didn't have to play
all
last
right.
week. So I'm in the semifinals already. Had Justin Tucker going last night. That was my only action last night. He had four points.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's part of what we're talking about via the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. It's your fantasy football time.
Yeah, if you made your fantasy league playoffs and won the regular season / got a bye in the first round, who's the biggest reason why? Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Austin Eckler. Now, there are more, obviously. For reference, here are your up-to-date highest fantasy point getters in the NFL this year. PPR scoring, of course. Lamar Jackson got the most. He had 47 fantasy points last night with 5 touchdown passes and 80
wow.
whatever yards. Yeah. 47 points from one guy is hard to survive. So whoever played against Lamar Jackson last night, I feel for you. Christian McCaffrey was second so far. Michael Thomas, wide receiver for the Saints, is third in fantasy points. He of his 121 catches. Deshaun Watson was actually the second best point getter at quarterback. He's had 295 fantasy points this year. Then it goes Dalvin, Dak, Russell Wilson, Eckler, Chris Godwin. Those are your point getters in fantasy football. Now, Jeff points out, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the New England defense has had, especially the first 6 or 8 weeks of the season, they were ridiculous. They were blocking punts. They were scooping and scoring, pick sixes. Their defense, and granted, it was a little bit soft part of the schedule, but, God, they took advantage of it, and they were the difference more times than not if you had New England's defense on your fantasy team. Russell Wilson was a close second after McCaffrey, according to Eric on Twitter. If you had McCaffrey and Russell Wilson, you probably made the playoffs.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Chad said, I won my division with Fournette, Mike Thomas, and Mahomes with Austin Hooper as his tight end.
Huh.
That's pretty good, having the foresight to pick up Austin Hooper, who, when healthy, had a really good season. Aaron Jones was another guy, the Packers kid, who is right there with Christian McCaffrey in touchdowns accounted for. Our good friend Ronnie Unruh, listener of the show, said Christian McCaffrey and Aaron Jones is the reason why he was a one seed. And finally, a guy that has come on really strong lately, like he did last year, Derrick Henry from the Titans, a guy that, first of all, nobody wants to tackle. But statistically, 1,243 yards and 13 touchdowns for the Titans. Titans play the Texans this weekend in real football. I'm not sure I'd want to be playing the Tennessee Titans right about now. Between Tannehill and Henry.
No, I hear you.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a get-right game for Houston. They better figure it out because I feel like they had a little Patriot hangover in that Broncos game, which they were never a part of. And at this point in the year, that's kind of a shame on you kind of thing with Houston.
A little bit. It is.
And now they got Tennessee for the division lead. So All right. Speaking of football, the Patriots have signed a kicker who hasn't played in the NFL but went viral on YouTube for his trick shots. His name's Josh Gable. After high school, he played soccer in Europe and then came back in 2017 as a kicker in the Indoor Football League. But he's known mostly for the trick shots, like kicking a football over a building and hitting a pole on the other side with his left foot. And he reportedly has kicked 80-yard field goals.
That's the rumor.
That's the thing.
The legend. So,
and, of course, in those videos, you can't tell how many tries it took him to nail these trick shots. But he's tried out for several NFL teams before, including the Patriots. And the Patriots have struggled with kickers either with accuracy or health. So he's signed to their practice squad. And if he kicks eventually for the Patriots, he'll be, I think, the fifth different kicker.
I think that's right.
Yep.
It's been a revolving door there.
Yes, it has. So trick shot guy just got signed by the Pats.
But see, the Patriots are another team that when a guy's not doing it, they just get rid of his butt and get someone else in until they find someone that can do it. How long did it take the Cowboys to get rid of, what was it, Maher?
Maher, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a perfect
example. The Broncos
example.
Have a dud punter. I mean, you know, good teams don't put up with crap players on special teams. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we're going to be good at this. We're not going to miss extra points. We're not going to miss 38-yard field goals. We're not going to punt the ball when we're a defensive team 38 yards. We need you to punt it 48 yards so at least we can flip the field and make our defense play.
And for the most part, NFL teams don't put up with it, but there are a handful of teams that get
do.
A little stubborn
yeah.
and don't
they
just
are.
Part
I
ways with guys that kill them in a particular game.
Just don't understand it.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about, well, it's kickers, for example. Harrison Butker, Justin Tucker. Who else is kind of a sacred cow out there right now? Is there anybody that's kind of untouchable that you can miss a couple field goals and survive it? Steven Hauschka with the Bills, maybe. There aren't
Brandon
many.
McManus in Denver,
Greg
probably.
Greg Zuerlein with the Rams.
Yep.
Will
There's
Lutz,
a few guys.
Good kicker. There's a few of them that, yeah. Robbie Gold, you probably
There's
wouldn't cut Robbie Gold, but.
No. No, not Robbie Gold, no. God, the Bears wish they had him last year.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Clock is at the top of the hour. 20 minutes away from State, well, 25 minutes right now, away from State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. You better set the agenda, I think, there on that one, Shane. I like your game, though. You've finalized it out with some good over-unders, I think, that are intriguing.
Kind of had to scratch and claw and come up with.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll have bowl games starting next week, and that'll kind of take care of that. Yeah. But anyway, so we'll talk about that and some headlines to get to as well. It's all straight ahead as we roll into hour number two, Sports Daily, Shane and Bruce. Chad Chambers to break. This is Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.